el Instituto Costarricense de Enseñanza Radiofónica, ICER, llega a usted con su programa El Maestro en Casa.
El Maestro en Casa, un programa educativo a su servicio.
Good morning, my dear audience. How are you? I hope your weekend was fine. I'm very excited to be here again, and I'm sure so do you. Mariana and Philippe are students in the Terawa program. They meet in one of the English tutorials.
Hey, Marian. How are you doing?
Hi, Phil. I'm feeling terrible.
Yeah, why? What is happening?
Today's class was horrible. It made me remember when I was a child.
Oh, yeah? Why?
I recall my mom saying, "Don't come in late. Clean your room. Go to the store. Don't turn in the homework late. Don't leave your shoes in the living room. Study and stop watching TV."
That's true. Now it's clear to me that imperatives give orders, and they can be negative or positive form.
Here you are, the teacher.
Well, it's good that I see imperatives in use. As the teacher said, imperative sentences order, and there is no escape.
Yep, like when Mama used to say, "Do the dishes." She meant it. I couldn't escape. I had to do them if I wanted to go to the park with my friends.
Let's pay attention to what Joan explains about command or imperative sentences.
Yes, going back to the teacher, she said, orders or commands begin with the verb, like close the door, open your notebook.
That's to say, Mr. Teacher, when it's a negative imperative sentence, we must put don't before the verb.
That's correct. Like in don't stand up or don't talk in class. Papa, don't breathe. I'm in trouble. Papa, don't breathe. I'll be losing sleep. But I made up my mind. I'm keeping my baby. Imperative sentences give a direction to follow. It has an implicit subject. This subject doesn't appear in the sentence. It is implicit. The subject is the person to whom the speaker is talking. Examples.
Put your dirty clothes in the laundry room. Listen to the teacher. Please don't give me more lessons.
Here I come again. When please, could, may, will, can, or would is in your statement, it is a request or a polite way of ordering.
Like when the teacher asks, "Please sit down," or "Could you eat outside, please?" or "Please close the window."
Exactly. A request is a polite order. You can use expressions such as, "Please, please come to my desk," or "Come to my desk, please." Please can be at the beginning or at the end of the sentence. When it is at the end, put a comma before it. Other examples of request are,
could you please stop making noises? Would you go to dance house with me? Would you mind taking the kids to school? You know, Joan, the class was not that terrible after all. You, in your teacher-to-be role, make me appreciate learning about imperatives and mostly using them in a real conversation.
When would, will, could, or may it's used in the request, the statement ends in a question mark. Command imperative sentences end with a period. Both command and requests begin with capital letters.
It was interesting to listen about you and your childhood at home with your parents.
Now I laugh. Back then, I was very angry.
Like when we left the class?
Yeah, come on. Let's go play soccer.
Yes, let's go.
Este programa fue producido por ICER
en colaboración con el Ministerio de Educación Pública.